Maybe he's crushing them guts while he's thinking about how cool it was to invent the first fire station or something.
Yeah.
Wishing
I do love bifocals.
I don't think it's weird. I think that it's, you know, that's why a lot of people don't have posters. A lot of people don't.
You're saying that. You are saying that people who don't have posters don't have those posters because they're uncomfortable having posters in their room during coitus?
Yes. I'm saying that if you don't... Yeah. Okay. I think 99% of bedroom decoration decisions are, would this be coitus weird based? If I was boning in here? Yeah. Like, would this be weird? That's why you don't put, like, pictures of your meemaw in your bedroom, because, like, what if you catch a glimpse?
You don't. Although I do have that poster where the cat's hanging from the tree branch, and it says, hang in there.
Well, yeah, because that's helpful advice, like...
Yeah.
I'm worried about the way that you are guys are looking at your bedroom, because for me it's a peaceful place where I can go and energize like a robot for my next day of work. And to you it's like some sort of like the seedy sex room.
Why do you think that might be?
Because I like robots and you guys like sex.
Exclusive.
I have enough attention to really dedicate myself to one concentration, and you guys, and by you guys I mean
to
everybody
put it in
else
terms Griffin can understand, he only has enough RAM to think about robots.
He doesn't have enough RAM to RAM is what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I need a dual core, can I come over and sleep with you tonight? I don't know. I'm going to be devoting a lot of energy to pretending I'm a robot. I'm afraid you might impede that in some sense. Hey, my friend just got engaged to his girlfriend, which is great. I'm invited to their engagement party, which is not so great. Here is my problem. It's a potluck at the girlfriend's house.